Another 25, on page 34, question number 25. What does Christ promise to those who will ask anything that honors him? The reason I want to address this one is because this one is confusing to a lot of people. The text that you read there says that anything that you ask God that honors him, anything you ask, he will do it. Well, it's that kind of question that I've had the response over lunch where somebody says, hey, it's things like this verse that make me not believe the Bible. And I said, what do you mean? And I might hear a story like this. Well, there was this verse, and I know what verse they're talking about. It's in Matthew 7, where Jesus says, whatsoever you ask believing, you will receive. And here's the story I hear, something like this. You know, I was 8 years old, 9 years old. My mama got cancer. She was dying, they said. I was ripped up. I couldn't sleep. I was just in a horrible place. And my preacher came over one day, and he told me, Billy, you know all you got to do if you want to see your mama healed is you pray believing that she'll be healed. You pray and believe it. You watch. God promises in Matthew 7, whatever you ask, believing, you will receive. And then he tells me the story that within a few months, though his mother was very, very ill, and they say about to die, he says, I became so convinced my mama was going to live that I had no worries. I went to bed at night. I said, that's okay. I believe God, and I believe the Word of God. And I know, my preacher said, if I pray believing, and now I'm finally at the point I believe she's going to be healed. And then she died. And with that, I threw the Bible away. I threw faith away. No interest. And I have to explain. I said, I want you to understand this. You know what a collage is? And everybody, yeah, it's a big picture made up of many little pictures. I said, you got to understand that there's a collage about prayer in the Bible that you wouldn't understand yet, but the way it is there, I think it's 16, I could be wrong on the exact number, but it's about what I could find, 16 different promises about prayer that had certain conditions to them. Whatsoever you ask believing would be one of them. You ask for his sake would be one of them. Whatsoever you ask without wrong motives would be one, and so forth. There are a whole bunch of them. I said, I'd like for you to think of it like that little, the picture in the collage. If you pull one picture out and look at it, you see one thing. You place it back in the middle of the bigger picture of other pictures, and it begins to make sense in a different way. So if you look at the Bible, what he's saying is, this is one promise. Imagine that you've got a little boy, and your little boy is in coach-pitched baseball for the first time. And so now the coach is not sitting up on a tee. Now the coach is giving you a little ball, you know, being thrown to you. And so let's just say that you're up there, and you're a little lefty, let's say, and you're up here, and you're ready to bat, and the coach is about to pitch the first pitch that your son has ever received in a game. And he sits there like this, and all of a sudden, the son looks back at you and grins real big, like, look at me, Dad. Look at me, Mom. And about that time, hears the umpire say, strike one. And the anger look comes over the kid's face, and the kid looks up like, and looks up at you as a mom or dad, and says, hi. And so you as a parent say, son, keep your eye on the ball, and you'll hit it. And he goes, oh, okay. And so he goes, second pitch. Strike two. He looks up at you going, you said keep my eye on the ball, I'd hit it. I kept my eye on the ball the whole time. Never did I hit the ball. Oh, son, I'm assuming that all other things be given right, that if you don't keep your eye on the ball, you'll miss it. But if you do keep your eye on the ball, you will hit it. He said, understand that is the way these particular promises of prayer. It's not one to stand alone. This is a plethora of various conditions that are given. And by the way, for you that are just curious to know, if you talk to a long-term mature Christian, they'll say one of the hardest works of the Christian faith, and I use that works not to earn favor, but one of the activities of the Christian faith is prayer. You have to labor because it's not just, okay, I'll throw out whatever. You're in a work to see answers to prayer. You begin to try to figure out and put those together and look at your motives and heart and why, and that's the people you see having credible prayers answered. So very important there.